800-652-3707. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to open up that Auto World garage, and we're going to bring forth our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical problems with your vehicle. We all have mechanical problems from time to time. There's no question about it, whether it's a newer car or whether it's an older car. Maybe your vehicle's not performing up to par. Maybe you're getting poor fuel economy. Maybe it's making some weird sounds or leaking some weird fluid. Maybe it's just plain running terrible. Maybe your mechanic has told you you got to spend a lot of money that you don't have and you don't trust the person. Well, we got an answer for you. We got a toll-free line that's available all across North America. Matter of fact, we have a worldwide telephone number as well we should give out once in a while. But here in North America, you can find us at 800-259-9231. And an ASE-certified mechanic is standing by to take your calls. Also in this hour, we're going to throw a trivia question. We had a winner in the second hour of the broadcast, so let's see if we can continue with the winning ways here and throw out a trivia question about this. Who made the Belvedere? Who made the Belvedere? That was a vehicle that was sold in the 60s. I think it didn't get beyond the 60s. Who made the Belvedere? The telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Whoever gets the answer to that question gets a prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, so give us a call at 800-259-9231. Right now, let's go to the man himself. He's going to be joining me at the SEMA show as an on-site producer and also at the Los Angeles International Auto Show. He's also going to be present as an on-site producer, and we're going to have some fun there. There's no questions about it. Mr. Mark Evans, welcome to Auto World. How you doing?
Doing good, Bob. Good. Doing good. Good to be along with you here in October, huh? Fall around the corner and we're in now.
Exactly. And you know what? When I worked in music radio, you know what they used to call October, of course.
No. Is it Rocktober?
That's right. Rocktober.
Yeah.
But
definitely. October's a month for all of us. I'm sitting here now, and it's sprinkling, raining out now, and getting a little bit wet. The leaves are starting to turn. What a beautiful time of year, though, here in the Four Seasons area.
Yeah, no, definitely a great time of the year here in my New England base. Just outside of Boston, it's that time of the year where the leaves are reaching their peak colors, and folks actually take tours of the New England states. They get on buses and tourists primarily, not local folks who have seen plenty of leaves in their times, but folks come to this area of the country, and they call him, I never heard this word before, they're called peepers. Have you ever heard of that? Leaf peepers.
Peepers, it sounds like we're in L.A., and people are peeping in the windows here, Bob.
That's right, or perhaps Las Vegas, yes.
Yeah, well, you're just getting me ready for Las Vegas, aren't you, the peepers?
The peepers, there are plenty of peepers in Las Vegas. But Phil Skinner won't be there this year. Phil Skinner, of course, is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book and one of the greatest guys out there, but now, I shouldn't be saying this on national radio, but he has been known to do a lot of peeking in his time.
He's a peeker. Well, do you, you and your wife Sharon, do you two have then blinds up on your window so the peepers aren't peeping in your window? windows?
The windows, at the windows, that's a different story altogether, though. But at the people go to Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and you know, they take these bus tours. Somebody's making money off this. That's all I can tell you. There's somebody out there who's, you know, got the idea, let's bring in a bunch of tourists, make them fly here, drive here. We'll rent a big, huge bus, and we'll take them around and show them scenic foliage, and we'll charge them big money. So there's money to be made, and we're not making it.
No, we should be doing the radio show remote on the peeper bus.
On the peeper bus. Very good.
And I'm there, in case it breaks down, I'm there to keep the peeping bus going, you know.
That's a tongue twister, to say the least.
Yes, I can't say that three times in a row fast. I'm sure of that.
Well, you've been to the SEMA show before. We've been talking a lot on the program today with John Hotchkiss and a gentleman from Galpin, and you know, it gets bigger every year. I don't think you've been in a while. Of course, we used to be part of the Barry McGuire, McGuire's Broadcasting Network and all that hocus pocus dominocus, but that flew out the door, and I've been doing my stuff with Motor Trend, and now I'm free as a bird, which is both good and bad, but nevertheless, when was the last time you were at SEMA? Was it during the McGuire's days?
Yeah, that was back in the day, wasn't it? That was over 10 years ago, I believe.
That's right. So, yeah, Barry McGuire is one of the great guys of the car hobby. Used to host myself, Mark, and another ruthless individual to be named later. and he's still in business today, even though he is one of the most 10 most wanted radio criminals of all time.
he wears his cowboy hat crooked, doesn't he?
Absolutely. But we're not going to name any names here. You know who we're talking about. Yeah, people who know. So, but, you know, he's just what he is, you know. Just one of those kind of guys, you know. When you work in the radio business, Mark, I've worked in the radio business since the age of 17. I started when I was a freshman in college, so I've been doing this a long time. I've been doing it, you know, many decades, three decades, and I've never worked in any other field, so I'm petrified of actually having a real job, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, when you work in the radio business, you get to work around a lot of interesting people. A lot of people who are a little quirky, you know, so I fit in quite well. But you also get to meet criminals. I have met many radio criminals in my years of doing national talk radio, and I could literally come up with a list of the top 10 radio criminals of all time. If I could only get one of the radio publications to back me on this, and I wouldn't put my name on it, but I would include on that list that individual who we're referring to, he would be on that list.
Yes, definitely. Well, I know that just in my days doing radio back in, 95, Bob, I mean, you're the veteran of the radio world. I mean, did you ever think back in that day that radio would be Internet?
Oh, I know. I mean, look at our network here, the GCN network. Ted Anderson does such a wonderful job with you know, archiving all the shows, and I know there are a number of shows on the network that broadcast this, so the GCN network, that actually have more listeners on the Internet than they do on the radio station. So Ted is doing a wonderful job, and I have my own project, the Automotive Radio Network, and this is the direction that the world is morphing into. People want to listen on their mobile devices, and now Internet radio is coming to cars. So,
going to be even
more challenging for radio guys.
Yeah, a lot of folks might, you know, they talked to me a little bit about the word radio, and I said, well, we say it's radio, and you can tune the radio in and listen, but anymore it's on your iPhones, and it's on the Internet, and it's on your laptops, and it's on your iPads, and it's in your cars. And I said, you know, truthfully, I mean, I started, like you, Bob, you started in the radio business, and here I started in the automotive industry back in the early days, and we blend those two together, you know. It's quite awesome. If you really pick out the word automobile cars and radio, I don't think anybody would be able to live correctly, you know?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. We're going to fire things up here with Mark on the other side, 800-259-9231, BobLongRadio@yahoo.com. If you've got a mechanical issue, he's got the wrench for it. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
December 7, 1941, Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942, surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price, $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We want to remind you about two things. Number one, we got an absolutely easy trivia question out there. It's about a vehicle that was sold during the 60s, I believe. I don't think it made it into the 70s. It was called the Belvedere. I may be incorrect on that. Did the Belvedere make it into the 70s, or was it gone by the 70s? Maybe early 70s, huh? I'm not sure. We'll leave that out for there for discussion. 800-259-9231. American brand. We're going to give you a hint here. American brand of vehicle. Who made the Belvedere? Mark Evans is with us, which means if you got a problem with your car mechanically, he can help you out because he is a certified mechanic. We'll explain what that means. And he's been doing repair work for as long as I've been doing radio, even more perhaps, because he started as a youngin', and he's still got his first car, and he's got some really cool classic cars as well. We're both going to be heading to the SEMA convention in Las Vegas, and Mark is going to be helping me out there, and also the LA Auto Show, where Mark will be placing an order for an Aston Martin.
I'm gonna have to actually get that thing picked up when I leave the show, aren't I?
That's going to be the logistics, you know, to get that thing ready to go. They only make these in very limited numbers, and I know the one that you have ordered has a special interior, special leather. What color is that leather?
Well, you know why I did that, Bob, is because I have to sign the deed to my house over to get the car. I'll be living in that car from that point on. But I wanted to kind of match the upholstery up with what my furniture looks like in my house.
It's either or. I mean, just about. You're right.
You know, my whole life a mechanic, and you know, my whole entire time of mechanic, and it's a lot of our listeners know that it's a dirty, greasy job. And talking about upholstery, you know, I mean, that was my pet peeve, is being one of the I wanted to be the cleanest mechanic in town, Bob, and I wanted my shop to be clean, and mechanics, it's tough to be clean, you know, when you're fixing cars and all. But my pet peeve was I did not want to come home and sit on. I wanted a nice, clean house. I didn't want to sit on a dirty, greasy couch. and I wanted to raise my family and my kids, you know, that way, too, to be clean. But back in the day, we didn't have the rubber gloves, you know, until we finally woke up. And all of us technicians says, hey, you know, we are doctors of cars. Why don't we copy what the doctors are doing? They put rubber gloves on before they, you know, get the knife out.
Yeah.
So let's get the rubber gloves on our hands and stop, you know, wasting our hands. And luckily today I have Palmolive-looking hands because of that.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the LA Auto Show. This is an event also I don't believe you've been to in quite some time, and they've changed the date of this just in recent times. It used to be right around the holidays and wasn't that well attended by the media, and they had a hard time getting those executives out of their posh mansions to give up their holiday time and come and be around the cars for a couple of days and then head off to Detroit. So they made a smart move a few years back, moved the show to November. And it has now become, you know, some people would say, you know, the Detroit people would hate me to say this, but some people would say that it's now the most important show of the year. Although Detroit, I heard today from our mutual friend Paul Eisenstein, is going to have 60 debuts this year, which is an amazing number. And New York continues to grow in popularity. So it's a race between the shows. But nevertheless, it would be great to see all the North American and world debuts there in the City of Angels. So you'll be helping me out there, and I appreciate that, Mark.
Well, definitely. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun, you know, get back into the old days. And you know, the neatest and the best thing about it is, you know, Bob, you and I, we've got a love affair for cars and the people behind them. And that's the key word, you know, like you're saying, is that these different types of shows throughout the different states of the United States, it's like these companies out there that are bringing this product that our listeners are, more so than I am, you're kind of like the tool in the toolbox, you know, every weekend. They pull Bob Long out and listen to Bob to see what's going on out there in the automotive world. And
yep.
if you didn't yourself get a chance to go to these shows, you know, I take my hat off to you because you've got to be there because you've got to interview, you've got to get that information out, what these companies out there, these car companies and car manufacturers have, parts, pieces, and all that, to get it out to our listeners because, you know, you're kind of like a little secret.
Yeah.
Auto World, I'm going to call it, little secret here is Auto World because, truthfully, you might hear it on Auto World before you even see it, called car. truck, automobile goodies. And that's kind of you're our little secret, Bob.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that, Mark. 800-259-9231 is our toll-free, our contact line. Matt is standing by. He's waiting for the Vikings game to start on the TV, but hasn't happened yet. So give him a call, 800-259-9231. Got an email question here, an interesting one. It comes from Anita, who's in New Jersey, and she wants to know about the color of windshield washer solvent for winter. She writes in this email, always it used to be blue, and now all of a sudden she's seeing orange-colored windshield wiper solvent for the winter and wants to know what's going on.
Yeah, good, great question, Anita. The color of windshield washing fluid is the, think of it, it's an antifreeze, like we put antifreeze in our cooling system on our engines. And our radiator for our engines, our regular car engine, truck engines. Well, same thing, windshield washing fluid is an antifreeze. And what you want to do, the orange windshield washing fluid is the negative 40 to negative 55 degrees. And literally, you can go down into temperatures that cold, go up into Alaska, and your windshield washing fluid, since it is the orange color, it will not freeze up and turn hard as a rock like ice. And that's a big key. So the orange is the best, and they are actually coming out with a lime-colored one now. So you just take a look at the colors. Best thing to do, you can kind of memorize the colors. Orange is really down there for the cold, cold weather. And then the blue is the Luke, I guess I can call it, Bob. You know, like negative 10, negative 15, negative 25 degrees. Weather. But be careful. I want to let all our listeners know, be careful. Read the label, because on the label, even the blue, it will show you can go out there and, you know, hey, it's just windshield washing fluid, 99 cents or $1.29 a gallon. Well, I got to tell you, you know, that if you don't read the label and look for that negative 20, negative 25, that's what I recommend. And even go colder if you can find it, because it's cheap. It's cheap insurance per gallon to save your windshield washing pump and your plastic container and the lines. That stuff is expensive to replace in your cars. So basically, colors, you can say orange is the best, going down in the cold, cold weather, and then blue is the least amount. You know, the negative, like I said, negative 10 to negative 15, negative 25. But that's another thing too, Bob, is that you can Rain-X is a good brand, and folks can buy the Rain-X brand, and it's actually got a cleaner in it also. Works really good.
Excellent. When we come back on the other side, we'll take some calls. You got something wrong with your car? We have the man, and we'll find out if he's properly attired after these messages right here on America's Automobile Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World.
So, honey, all ready to go new car shopping?
Dad?
I have a list of 15 car dealers we're going
to
hit.
Dad, we don't have to go all over town. I went to TrueCar.com.
TrueCar.com?
I just put in a new car I wanted to buy, and TrueCar.com showed me what other people paid for the same car. And then they found me an even better price.
But once we're at the dealer, I take over, and I am a master at squeezing out a great price.
Dad, TrueCar.com got me the great price. See, I printed out this TrueCar.com price protection certificate, I give it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer, and I get my car. I'll save $3,800.
Wow. Well, I'm very proud you found out about TrueCar.com. It's just that, well, you really don't need me anymore.
I think there was a spider in my room.
I'm going to go kill it right now.
Thank you, Daddy.
Boy, that is one big spider.
TrueCar.com shows you what others paid for the exact same car. Then they find you a better price. And the best part is you get a TrueCar.com price protection certificate. Take it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer and pick up your new car. That's TrueCar.com.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. CalmPharmacist.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. Mark Evans is with us. You know what that means. Free advice. Mark is an ASE certified mechanic, automotive service excellence. He's got the badge. He's done the training. So if there's something wrong with your vehicle, he can help you out. But meanwhile, we have the trivia question out there about the Belvedere. Who made the Belvedere? Let's go to another Mark. Maybe he's related to Mark. However, this gentleman is in Iowa on KXEL News Talk 1540. Hey there, Mark. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Excellent. Can you tell us who made the Belvedere?
I sure can. That was Plymouth. Belvedere.
That's right. And I know it was around in the 60s. Did it make it into the 70s, the early 70s?
I don't believe so. I believe that was the Plymouth.
Brewery?
It was the late 60s. It had a push-button gear changing on the dash, if I remember right, too.
Yeah. No, that sounds absolutely right. So, as I usually ask, you know, price no object, new car, truck, SUV, what would you buy if somebody else, if you won the lottery or if somebody said you can have any car up to $1 million, what would you buy?
I think I'd get a new Tesla.
A new Tesla. Interesting. One of the sedan, the Model S, or the two-seater?
The two-seater.
The two-seater. Well,
0-60 and 3.7, I'd get the two-seater.
Yeah, I've only seen one on the road ever, and it was in San Jose, California, on my way to the Monterey events this past summer. But, yeah, you'll have to act quickly because I don't think there are many of those left because Lotus is officially stopping production of the Lotus Elise, and that's, of course, the body that they're using for that. Do you realize how many batteries, you may know this, you may already have done your research, how many lithium-ion batteries do you think powers that Tesla?
a wild guess from something I read a long time ago. I think it was like 26 or something like that.
Ooh, Dylan, just think of a lithium-ion battery from your if you have a laptop computer. It's like 6-8 inches long, something like that.
That'd be quite a few, I'm sure.
Yeah, 2,000 lithium-ion batteries. But it's a very quick car, as all the electric cars are. I mean, because they've got that instant torque, and that's why we're going to see, you know, these supercars in the future. Porsche's got the ridiculously expensive 918 Spyder, which combined an 8-cylinder engine with 4 electric motors at each wheel. So between the 8-cylinder engine and the 4 electric motors, it's going to have like 750 horsepower. Jag has got an absolutely beautiful car called the CX-75. They're going to go with a turbo 4-cylinder engine, but they're also going to have 4 electric motors at each wheel, and then that car, too, is going to do 0 to 60 in like the threes. Unbelievable.
Wow.
So
it is unbelievable.
How about classic cars? So we were talking with Wayne Carini in the first hour, host of the great TV show Chasing Classic Cars. What classic car would you chase all over the country or the world to put alongside that Tesla?
I think I'd chase an Austin Healey 3000.
Interesting choice. Very good, very good. You're a man with very, very unique and exquisite, I would say, buying preferences. Mark Evans, what do you think of the other Mark here in Iowa? What do you think of his buying preferences?
He's got good taste. Definitely, Mark. Definitely have good taste. I've got a 68 TR250, a Triumph.
Oh, cool.
Was a TR5 in Europe, but they didn't think we could understand their Bosch fuel injection. they put the 6-cylinder motor in it, so it's sort of a rare duck in its own breed, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
You work on the carburetors on it, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
All, or?
Yep. Yeah. Yep, I sit in the front tire and just play with it as much as I can. You bet.
You bet.
Wow.
That's a fun car. I actually had a friend a long time ago had one of those, and we hot-rodded it quite a bit, blew the rear end out twice in it.
Well, I tell you, it's the only car that actually beat Porsche and Jag and a number of them at Watkins Glen for cornering its stability when it came to the United States. So,
very good point.
Any interesting car.
Any other mechanical? Have you got any other vehicles in your private fleet that you need any mechanical advice, diagnosis from Mark, or are you all set?
Well, I'm pretty well set. I wish I did, but I listened to your show and enjoy it. So.
Hey, well, I appreciate that. Hang on for Matt, and we'll get your name and address and send you out a cool prize, most likely from the Busted Knuckle Garage, but you never can tell because we've got this gigantic aircraft hangar full of all kinds of goodies, so you may get something else, but we will get you something. Thank you so much. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. We'll back to the email we go here. Let's see, which one should I choose?
I was in the hangar the other day, Bob, to get that one gift for one of our listeners, and I wanted to let you do a little report here and let you know the roof's leaking in the back there.
Oh no, that means a lot of those books are going to be no good. We're going to end up with nothing to give out. We're going to have to get free. We're going to have to end up, getting some free. What do they call it? Swank. What's the word? There's a radio talk show host in Boston here. Graff, that's what he calls it. Yeah, free stuff. We're going to have to get some free stuff at SEMA to give away to these listeners who are so kind to call in at 800-259-9231. I got an email question here from Josh, and Josh is listening in Alabama. How do you like that? Josh is listening in Alabama, and he would like to get Mark's advice about a clutch. He owns an Audi, doesn't say which model, and it's just out of warranty. It's got 48,000 miles. 2008, he says here. Okay, 2008 Audi, doesn't say which model, and he says the clutch is going, and Audi is telling him $3,000. Is that a fair price? What do you think, Mark?
Well, a couple things on the Audi, on the word clutch. On that automobile, it's classified as a wet clutch. And what that means is the olden cars had mechanical linkage that was hooked up to the clutch pedal metal rods. And when you push that clutch pedal in, those metal rods were solidly attached to that clutch pedal and went down and moved the clutch fork, which then at that point, that clutch fork would go inside the bell housing and was touching the clutch pressure plate and clutch disc, which those are the, those are the parts that when you push that pedal in, it depresses the pressure plate, which makes the disc free up so you could shift gears. And in the Audi, the 2008, it's a wet clutch. So that, what that means is when you push the clutch pedal in, what you're doing is pushing a rod into a clutch master cylinder that's on the firewall, and that clutch master cylinder has a fluid in it, like brake fluid. It's a special clutch Audi fluid, but it looks like brake fluid. But anyway, when you push that pedal in, you're pushing that rod, which then pushes that fluid down the fluid line down to a slave cylinder, and that's basically the slave cylinder then is attached to the clutch fork, which pushes into the clutch pressure plate and disc. And the slave cylinder on those is internal. So what that means is that's inside the bell housing, and they're very, very expensive. And now the $3,000 seems a little high. They do have to pull out the transmission or the transaxle in it to get in there and replace the slave cylinder. And it sounds like to me that, Josh, you've got them quoting you. You might just ask them this. Ask them if they're figuring in on that bid, that $3,000 bid, if they're replacing the clutch master cylinder, clutch slave cylinder, clutch pressure plate, clutch disc, made basically all the parts needed to make your clutch work. And if they are, then you are right there. I mean, that's a legitimate bid. For all those parts. But if they're replacing the clutch master cylinder only, then it's too high. And if they're replacing the clutch slave cylinder, that's too high price. Hopefully that helps, Josh.
Thank you for the email, Josh. And you can email me too, BobLongRadio@Yahoo, or 800-259-9231. More of Auto World straight ahead.
I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out. On the road again, I'm on the road again.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Attention homeowners. Are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Mentors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Mentors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you, they got a fine machine. You better drive that devil on this highway road.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Bob Long. You're listening to Auto World. Mark Evans, I haven't even asked him, are you properly attired for these mechanical questions, or are you dressed? I don't know. Somehow I'm getting rumors that you're dressed to go out on the town.
Yeah, I definitely do not have my tuxedo on, I'll tell you that. You know, talking about that, Bob, what is actually, you know, you think about that, and how does a mechanic and how should a mechanic be dressed? You know, first impressions, everything is what I've heard in my life. And you know, our listeners, the customer might come into a repair shop and, you know, in a picture of a person's mind, you're thinking, you know, I've got to go spend money on my automobile, or I have to because it's broke. I don't know. They're going to be talking mechanic Largan jargon. I don't know how to communicate with them correctly. And I definitely, you know, what does our customers, our listeners, want me to look like? You know, should I have a big old fat stogie in my mouth with some greasy overalls, or should I be in a tuxedo, you know? And, mm-hmm. and in my life of doing repair, I'm not a smoker, and I hate grease, and I hate oil on my hands. Now that doesn't sound like a mechanic, you know. And for a guy that started back in the day, going mobile door to door, knocking on doors and saying, "Hey, I'm here to fix your car." I was clean, always clean, still am clean, and I gotta, you know, I'm going down the wardrobe aisle here. Is that, you know, you definitely don't want a technician or a mechanic to be too clean looking, tuxedo look, and you definitely don't want to go to Fat Jack's garage with a big stogie in his mouth, and you know, or a pipe smoking whatever, if you know what I mean. And and you want to look for some certifications on the wall, but I'm dressed right. I don't have a tuxedo on. I definitely don't have those those overalls on today. I decided to just do blue jeans and got the rubber gloves on, so we're ready to dig in and get some folks' car fixed. You know, somebody's got a noise out there that's probably been driving them crazy. Probably got the marble in it that the manufacturer guy put in there just to drive somebody crazy.
Very good. 800-259-9231. We've got a few more minutes left with the Mark Evans. So if you've got a problem with your vehicle, no matter where you are in this great nation of ours, if you can hear my voice, call in right now, 800-259-9231. Meanwhile, we got a question here via email. Thomas writes us from Illinois and has a question about, those nasty, dirty headlights. This drives me crazy, too. He says he's got an old Honda Accord, which has plastic headlight covers, and they're all foggy. Is there anything Mark can recommend to make those plastic headlight lenses / covers look better?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that annoying?
Oh, it's terrible.
You turn your headlights on, but it's still like you're driving, and it's pitch black out, and it's like, this is ridiculous. And you know, there's a simple, easy way to do, I know that they're all over the place. It's not a plug. They'd be a great sponsor for us, Bob. The Harbor Freight Tools.
Really?
I know that. Yeah. Harbor Freight Tools have got 300 plus stores out there in the United States. And Thomas, you need to just drive in or go to the internet and they're not a sponsor yet, huh, Bob? We need to get Harbor Freight, but they have a plastic type of compound cleaner. It's a kit. It's so easy to use, and it's like $8 or $9, and that does both headlights. So
no kidding.
That's one store that I have found that price wise for a product that works is the cheapest in money, but quality wise it's good. But then I know that AutoZone too. Now they're not a sponsor. Yeah. Bob, we need to talk to AutoZone too.
Absolutely, but, put them on the list. Yeah.
I know. I'm gonna have to make that call. AutoZone's also got a plastic headlight compound cleaner that you can get, and it's pretty easy to use too. But I definitely recommend it. And by the way, too, Thomas and everybody knows that compound cleaner, it's for plastic. So you can go around your car, and you've got, which I've done on one of my cars, it's got those cheap, chintzy door handles, Bob, and plastic outside, plastic covers around those door mirrors. And they're all faded out, you know, and the bugs have been plastered on there for 100,000 miles on one of my cars. So I took that compound, and I actually cleaned the outside mirrors, and I cleaned the door handles, and it's like, wow, it's kind of like, you know, I just put a dress on the pretty girl, you know? I mean, she's looking awesome now.
Oh, that's great. Because you do. I mean, when I go to mall parking lots, I mean, you see them all over the place, Toyotas, Fords. I mean, a lot of, especially cars from the 80s and 90s, you know, some of them look really bad. It's like having, you know, cataracts on your lenses there. I mean, that's basically what it's like. And it's a safety issue. It really is, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, another thing, good point, too, is that's a cheap way of doing it. Go to those stores there, get the compound clean. But I know a lot of my clientele in the past here, all my years, once they started coming out with those plastic lenses, you know, I mean, what's really sad is a lot of people didn't have that compound kit out yet, so a lot of people had to buy new headlight bulbs, and those are spendy. So then they go and they buy, you know, headlight bulbs from the Phillips Corporation, or Sylvania is a good brand also, and they'd buy, you know, spend some huge money for some new bulbs, and then they turn the lights on expecting it to, you know, help fix their problem. It's like, oh, no, you know. So, two things you can do is clean that plastic. Thomas cleans that plastic on his Honda Accord, and this is, I call, revenge. Bob, you'll like this. Thomas will like this also. Call it revenge on the Lamborghinis and Ferraris out there, man. They've got those $1,000 headlights times two on the front of those supercars, and we can take this Honda Accord, take that kit, clean Thomas's plastic lenses up, put some blue lines, they call them, from Sylvania headlight bulbs in his little Honda Accord, and when he's going towards a Ferrari, it's going to be a headlight war, baby, because we're going to be brighter than that Ferrari at that point. So he'll be able to see those Ferraris coming at him, and they're going to be flipping him the high note, high and low, you know, telling him to put his lights on dim, because he's going to be blasting some brightness to them. So
absolutely.
Two little things he can do.
And those are very simple things that can add up to really big differences. Stoke Tires, here's a quick question. This one comes in from a guy named Ty, who doesn't say where he's writing from, and he wants to know, he must live in a snowy area. He's concerned about snow tires, says he has a rear-wheel drive vehicle. That he does say. He doesn't say what brand or what it is. Would Mark recommend four snows or just two snows in the back?
Well, I definitely, you can't, when you have to turn a car also in the snowy and icy slick roads, definitely if you've got, the more traction you have around an automobile, the better it will handle in cornering and also in stopping. So we sometimes think that, I need some snow tires on the back of my rear-wheel drive car in order, and I'm going to stud those snow tires, you know, so I can get some traction and get going, because that's annoying when people are behind me and honking, I can't get going. But also, the truth, Ty, you need to stop that car, too. And I've always said, too, Bob, this is another thing for all our listeners, is that no matter what kind of car you have, if you can take that automobile on dry or slick roads or snowy roads or wet roads or whatever kind of roads that are contaminated with our weather and stop it quicker, you're going to feel safer and feel better, and you're going to actually feel more in control of your automobile. So if you can afford to put good traction snow tires all the way around that car, being a rear-wheel drive or a front-wheel drive car, go for it, because you'll feel in control. You'll be able to stop quicker, because the best thing you can do is take a snowy, icy road and turn it to make it feel like a nice, dry road. You know, makes winter go by a lot easier. You won't have to be calling the insurance agent either. You know, I just got a little fender bender. I met somebody by accident. You don't need that phone call in your life.
Absolutely not. Well, all kinds of great advice as usual from Mark Evans. And Mark may be back with us on the program here before we both head off to the SEMA extravaganza and the LA Auto Show. He'll definitely be back before that, but expect Mark may be making a return appearance here in another week or so. So we'll keep Mark posted on that, number one, and thank him for today. Mark, thanks for your time here today.
Thanks, Bob. I'm saving my coins up. We'll have a good time in Vegas.
All right, sounds good. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.